Now we're coming on to the third realm, which is false religions, non-Christian religions. And let me lay down certain simple principles. There are two sources of supernatural power. One is God, the other is the devil. And any supernatural power that does not come from God does come from the devil. It's that simple. Now, there is one way and only one way into the realm of God's supernatural power. And that way is Jesus Christ. Let me give you two or three scriptures. John 10:9, Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I am the door. By implication, there is no other. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no other way to God the Father but by Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And Ephesians 2:18, maybe if you have your Bible, you can turn to that because it's rather important to read it. Ephesians 2:18, for through Him, Jesus Christ, we both, Jews and Gentiles, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Notice, through Him, Jesus, and through Him alone, by how many spirits? One Spirit. There's only one Spirit that gives the human access to God the Father. It's the Holy Spirit. And He operates only through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you come by any other door than Jesus, or if you come through any other spirit, no matter what that spirit may profess to be, you do not have access to God. You have access to the realm of Satan. Instead of coming into the realm of light, you come into the realm of dark. But remember that Satan is transformed as an angel of light, and his ministers are transformed as ministers of righteousness. And many, many times they'll use beautiful, sweet, loving words and long psychological phrases and even quote scripture to get you into the realm of darkness under the guise of being angels of light. But if you do not come by Jesus Christ crucified on the cross, and if you do not come by the Holy Spirit of God, you can get into the occult realm. You can get into the supernatural realm. I'm not denying that for a moment because I've been there and I know what it's like. But you get into the wrong realm. Now, I got in by yoga. I was a practicing yogi before I found Jesus. And there was a time when I got out of the natural. But what I got into, even then, it scared me. I didn't like it. I decided once was enough. But when I was confronted with the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit some years later, the great barrier between me and Christ was not my carnal sins. It was yoga. And I could not break through that mental barrier. God had to do a miracle of deliverance. The first deliverance service I was ever in, there was only one person there awake and one person asleep. There was another soldier asleep, and I was awake and on the middle of the floor, and God gave me, tell you, what you've seen in deliverance here is nothing beyond what I received then. And I never knew about deliverance. I didn't know about demons, but I wanted to come to Jesus. And I could not reach Him till that yoga demon had lost its power over my mind. You can theorize, friend, but I was there. I know what it's like. It's one of a thousand different ways of being deceived into the territory of Satan and becoming enslaved. Now, I'm going to give you some Old Testament scriptures on this. Turn to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, verses 3 through 5. This is part of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, what I want to point out to you is that if you seek for supernatural help and counsel and power from any other being but the true God, you make that being your God, the one to whom you seek for supernatural help and revelation and power is your God. And these words apply to every person who's involved in that list, which I'm going to read to you in a moment. They have had some other God before the true God. They've allowed another God to come before the true God. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. And many people are bowing down and serving alien gods today in the form of horoscopes, Ouija boards, and other such things. They're in this category. And I want you to see the particular judgment that's pronounced upon them if they do not repent. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. This can bring a curse not only upon you, but on the succeeding three generations in your family. It's not any form of sin. It's this particular sin of having some other God. So if you have in your background a Christian Science practitioner, somebody that believed in unity, a fortune teller, a medium, or any of these things, you are quite probably in some measure under a curse. And in many cases, your deliverance will not come until you revoke in Jesus' name the curse that comes from your background. I have proved this conclusively to my own satisfaction in ministering to people. There are times when you cannot get the person delivered simply on the basis of what they are and have done themselves. It's their inheritance spiritually coming down to them from someone that crossed the wrong border and gone into the wrong realm. God says it will be visited upon their children under the third and fourth generation. And it is. I'm not preaching condemnation. I'm opening your eyes. First of all, if you do it, you're bringing it on your children. Secondly, if your parents or grandparents or great-grandparents did it, you may still be suffering from their judgment. And you've got to learn how to get out from under that judgment. Thank God the curse is cancelled in Christ. But you better know where the curse is, and in many cases you have to know where it came from. All right, Exodus 22. Exodus 22. Verses 18, 19, and 20. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Whosoever lieth with a beast sexually shall be put to death. He that sacrificeth unto any other god save the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. You notice the company that the witch is put in. The one that sacrifices to another god or lies sexually with an animal. It's not pleasant company to be in.